Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Black Terror Podcast, a Wheel of Time podcast. And today, we actually will not be talking about the Wheel of Time. So, I'm Andrew. As some of you guys will probably remember, it's been about a month. And I know Thorn and Greg kind of let everybody know, all of you wonderful viewers and all know that I was coming back. So hopefully it's not too big of a surprise. But I wanted to do this episode to kind of get back into things. Part of it too, to be perfectly honest with you, is time slipped up on me. And I'll kind of explain that a little bit as well during this episode. In terms of getting back into recording a true episode, this is going to be an unedited episode, and I'm trying a couple different things with the microphone, and also if there is some kind of background noise, I do apologize. As I'm recording this right now, I'm 30 minutes behind the time that episodes are supposed to release anyway, so part of it's getting it out there. Another part of it is kind of doing some housekeeping, taking care of, just letting you guys know what happened and why I had to disappear for a little while. But before I get into that, I want to extend a huge thanks to Thorn and Greg for stepping in very suddenly with very little guidance. It was a very quick process, but for stepping in and taking care of the podcast and doing an amazing job with it, I've been paying attention to as much as I can of what's been going on and what they've been doing, and I've talked with them a good little bit here in the last week and week or two, maybe three now. And just fantastic work. I cannot say thank you enough to Thorn and Greg. And I wish you both the best of luck with your new podcast, the One Power. I look forward to listening in. And I would definitely going to be asking you guys to come on as guest sometime in the future. Also, a huge thanks to Aaron as well. As I'm sure Thorn and Greg told you guys, he stepped up as well when I stepped away and provided some kind of, he provided background support for Thorn and Greg to kind of show them where everything was and how to get into our accounts and all that wonderful stuff. So, of course, thank you again to Aaron. I guess let's get to the elephant in the room as far as why I had to step away for a month. So it's been pretty hectic here over the last several months. Before the podcast, actually about 2 months after the podcast started, I started seeking help for depression, and that is still ongoing. We're still working through a bunch of stuff. We're still fine-tuning medication, and yeah, so it's a long process. I still can't talk, but I have had success in at least some areas. Other areas are still a pretty big struggle. So April was a hard time for me, coming up through the end of March into April, mid-March through April. It was a pretty stressful time in my life. Let's see, back in, 2019? So it would have been 2018. That's when my girlfriend and I, the girl I was dating at the time, that's when we broke up. And the last 6 to 7 months, the relationship were really bad. And the breakup was really bad. And yeah, it left some pretty bad emotional scars. And I'm not telling you guys any of this looking for any kind of pity or anything like that. I really don't want any kind of that. I'm one of those kind of people that that the more people kind of like do the whole like, hey, how are you doing today kind of thing. And these other noises you're hearing, I'm to avoid random dead spots in audio, you probably will hear me vape during this. Because if you didn't know, I do vape. But if you don't smoke or don't vape, don't get started. Learn from my mistakes. Anyway, so yeah, the breakup left at least the worst scars and stuff that I'm dealing with. There's more to it than that. It's not just the breakup and that kind of stuff that has caused a lot of this. So I guess actually it'd be better to start from the beginning. So in May of 2017, I injured my back while working with the military. And that's when I started seeking care for my back. And that very quickly turned into chronic back pain that I've had now for 2 years, almost exactly 2 years, like 2 years and a week. So that happened. By the time that I injured my back, I was already dating this girl. We had been friends for 11 years. You know, it was like, you know, picture perfect kind of cliche crap. And absolutely loved it. Thought I couldn't be happier. Then I injured my back. Things started to go kind of downhill. I started getting stressed about my military career and where it was going to go, what was going to happen with it. Because it started putting more and more limitations on what I could do for physical activity to maintain my physical fitness standards, for my job, what I could do. When you work in a job that requires you to carry firearms and make high pressure decisions, your medication has a bigger impact than, you know, just, hey, you may be tired at work or not. And off and on for that first year, I was allowed and then not allowed to carry a weapon at work, and had to figure out other things to do at work. I started seeking medical care and it didn't seem like it was going anywhere. They put me through physical therapy that I started, I think, in July or August of 17. And after 3 months, it had no benefit. It didn't make anything better. I would go in, do physical therapy, and leave feeling worse than I did when I came in. And it just didn't do anything. And they weren't listening to me. They weren't changing anything. And we weren't trying anything different to try to make anything better. So kind of at the same time, I had the feeling that the military not only wasn't going to help me get better, but that they didn't care if I got better or not. As long as I could be forced to do my job or medicated enough to do my job, which even the medication wasn't working well enough for me to be able to fully do my job. But as long as they could get what they wanted out of me, they didn't care. And that started accentuating the depression that I had started already having some of because of my physical limitations with my back. Culminate all that stress together and the beginnings of what depression I have now, and add in to your the first two really big fights you have, like with a serious relationship. Most of you guys, if you're old enough, if you've been through relationships and stuff, you know what I'm talking about. You get in a new relationship, it's fantastic for several months. You know, for us, it was fantastic for like the first 6 or 7 months. We started dating in December of 16, and we didn't have our first big fights until October of 17. So that's whenever all that hit. And it was just an all-around shit show from then on. So I was dealing with the military medical, trying to get into a different hospital for military medical care. The fights and trying to recover from that with who I thought was the love of my life at the time. And dealing with having to fight with people at work to actually be able to, you know, do my extra duties and that kind of stuff. You know, working on security systems and all the other stuff and the good old boy system politics of that. Long story short, none of it got any better. And the end of March of 2018 is whenever my ex and I broke up. Like I said, it was bad. And like the entire 6 or 7 months before that was bad. To the point of like, there was no affection or anything. There was more times we were annoyed with each other and everything, and neither one of us really felt like being here. For those of you that haven't experienced, it's a really unique feeling to walk into your own house, especially a house that you own, and feel like you're not welcome and not wanted. So I don't want to get too far into it because it sounds like a sob story, and I don't want it to. But that's when I say it was bad. Like, it was like that level bad. So we split up, went our separate ways, and this entire time the depression just got worse and worse and worse and worse. And eventually, with everything still getting worse, my back staying the same or getting worse actually over time, by I think September, October-ish of 2018, I started actually, the military calls it behavioral health. But it's their mental health services is when I started all of that. And it was a slow process starting out, a really, really slow process starting out. I've never been one of those talk to people about my feelings. You know, I grew up with the stereotypical, I guess, American male kind of mentality. You know, suck it up, bury it deep, deal with it, move on, don't cry, don't do any of that kind of crap. So to me, it was normal to not talk about it, and it took a while to trust my therapist and psychiatrist enough to start talking about this kind of stuff. And We uncovered a lot very quickly. They determined that it was a chronic depression, I don't want to say chronic depression, but it was actual depression, not just, you know, temporary adjustment disorder or something like that. And we started addressing my sleep issues. They got me on medication to help me go to sleep. They put me on medication to help with nightmares. And then of course, medication for depression. And like I've been on this stuff easily since November of 2018. So we're looking at what, 6-7 months now, and a lot of it is still being fine tuned. Actually like 2 weeks ago, we increased one of my antidepressants, and the medication for nightmares. So anyway, back to the original story. This is not supposed to be my life history. It's supposed to be why I stepped away from the podcast. March and April, really bad times for me. because of what's happened, or at least this was the first year since all that happened. I'm hoping it gets better by next year. We'll see. But some of you saw some of how bad things got with me a couple nights. It's hard to explain how depression is and how bad it can be sometimes. Culminated with the stress of an impending end to my military career, which is in the works. I've wanted to be in the military since 2001, about a month at least before the terrorist attacks of 2001. So it wasn't necessarily triggered by that, but it was reinforced by that. So there's a lot of stress and stuff to deal with, realizing that at this point, a lifelong dream is coming to an end because of things you can't control. So, that's a lot of this is stuff. Like I've said already, I'm still dealing with, still figuring out. But it is in the works, an end to my military career. So, but don't worry, like everything's working out. I'm going to be taken care of. I'm going to be able to continue doing the podcast. But like many people that are struggling with depression and high periods of stress and everything, as some of you have been exposed to, unfortunately, those of you that have been in the Discord and that, there were a couple episodes where trying to escape the depression and the stress, I abused alcohol a little bit. That had to be addressed. Like I didn't have to go to like Alcoholics Anonymous or something like that. I didn't become like an alcoholic or nothing like that. It was just a couple of times where, your old boy Andrew didn't make the smartest decision. But a lot of things have changed. Some things I had to change just for sake of my sanity and stress. Things that were so simple and so minor, I guess I would have never thought of them. But things like I don't have Discord on my phone anymore. I don't have Twitter on my phone. None of that kind of stuff. I removed some ease of access for the methods of communication, I guess, that were set up for the podcast. And those will be staying off of my phone. I will not be carrying around Twitter access or Discord access or anything like that. For people associated with the podcast that can and absolutely do need to get in contact with me, I will make sure they have a way to contact me whenever the need arises. But doing Discord stuff, doing Twitter stuff will only be on the computer. A lot of things I find tailored. I have reclaimed my moderation and control when it comes to indulging in alcoholic beverages, which everybody should. And I've already talked to most of the people, anybody with ill effects from those episodes, and apologized and did that after like everything happened anyway. But yeah. So I had to step away to take care of myself, to get my mind on a right enough track to be able to continue. It was a hard decision to make. I hated making it. I hated asking two people very suddenly to do it. I hated stopping in the middle of trying out new co-host and everything. And I hated leaving without explaining to everyone, at least in some form, of why I had to step away. And if you're still listening to me talking about all this right now, like, huge kudos, because yeah, I'm explaining it, but I'm sure this isn't like the happiest thing, and it's not what you want to listen to really on a Wheel of Time podcast. But I felt that you guys, as the listeners, as the wonderful people that have supported this podcast from the start to now, whether you've been here from the start or not, that supported Greg and Thorne whenever they were taking over, that supported Aaron whenever he was on the podcast with me and whenever he needed to step away, and that I feel supported me when I needed to step away, and continue to. I felt that you guys deserved an explanation. Seeking the help that I have has enabled me more to talk about this kind of stuff, though it's not going to be like a feature of the podcast. We're not going to have, you know, a depressed distribution or something like that. But I did feel that it was important for you guys to get the explanation you deserve as to why I suddenly disappeared, and kind of explain if you were around for some of the events prior to it, to explain, not excuse, but explain some of the stuff that happened. Everything is under better control now. I have better coping mechanisms, I guess, and everything in place now. And I've made strides in terms of dealing with everything. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I think right at this point, I'd just be reiterating stuff I've already said. Moving forward with the podcast, I have reached out to two other members of the group that wanted to get in and start trying to see if they wanted to be on the podcast. I've gotten responses from both, and both say they are interested. So look forward to that. One you've already heard. I still want to keep the same. I don't know if I ever told everybody the plan, but the hope was to have a total of three hosts on the podcast. One, it brings in an extra voice, so it makes things a little bit easier. There's an extra person to help with the networking, the coordinating, maybe some of the editing, the recording, planning out the episodes, figuring out what we want to do for episodes, and interacting with the viewership or listenership. But also, in case, you know, one of us can't make it, that way there's still two other people that can, you know, do the podcast to kind of help us keep on track. You know, just more, I guess, fault tolerance. You know, everybody has emergencies come up, or, you know, oversleep or forget, or just, you know, aren't feeling it that day, or whatever the case is. And there are two of the original guys that asked that have said they are willing to continue, or English is hard. I can't say continue, but have said that they're still interested and they still want to do it. So we're working on things. As I'm recording this now, it is Friday the 17th. The plan is to record next week's episode today and have that ready for you guys. That'll give probably me, I imagine I'll be editing it an entire week to get it together, to get it ready and have it uploaded and ready to release on time. So I am getting back into things. As I'm recording, when I said earlier about you might have some background noise, I was using VoiceMeter Banana to help control the microphone. I'm not using that anymore because I didn't like how the audio sounded, and hopefully it sounds better, more what I actually sound like now. I did just kind of wake up from an unintentional nap, so I know I sound like more groggly or gravelly, whatever you want to say it, than usual. But yeah, that's pretty much it again. Sorry about the kind of rushed, depressed, sad-ish kind of feeling to this episode. There's no need to worry if you're one of those that feels worried or anything like that. My separation from the military is being handled appropriately. It's not going to be soon. It's a process, so I'll be fine in that regard. And I'm still going and talking to my therapist and psychiatrist and all that fun stuff. I'm still seeing my regular doctor for my back and everything. We're still working on everything, so no need to worry about me. But I just can't say thank you enough to you guys as the listeners, guys, gals, and assorted others, whatever you identify as, for sticking around and showing Thorne and Greg all the love that that you guys did, and just continue to be the amazing, awesome fan base that was here a month ago. Before I had to step away. Huge thanks, of course, to Thorne and Greg. Again, I cannot thank you both enough and wish you enough success in your podcast. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And again, Aaron, I know you listen to all these, and I want to say thank you to you as well for doing some of that, kind of, at least kind of behind the scenes, because I'm sure other people knew, but behind the scenes help with Thorne and Greg. But Andrew is back. I don't know why I refer to myself in the third person. I'm looking forward to getting back into it. Podcast has always been something I enjoyed. I don't foresee any issues. I didn't foresee the last one, to be fair. So, yeah. But I'm in the Discord. As some of you have seen over the last couple of weeks, you started seeing me online the Discord more. So, yeah, if you want to reach out to the Black Tower Podcast because you have questions about the Wheel of Time or suggestions on episodes for the Wheel of Time or anything of the sort, of course, you can reach us on Twitter at Tower Podcast. You can reach us at on email at blacktowerpod@gmail.com. You can find our hosting site, blacktowerpod.podbean.com. And if you go there, there are links on the left-hand side of the screen if you're on desktop. I hadn't looked at it in mobile for a while, so I can't remember. I think there's a menu option in the top left. But there's links to the Twitter, the YouTube, the Facebook, the Discord, and Patreon for you lovelies that want to go and check those out. We do need to update the About section. Probably some other sections of it that I'll be working on in the days and weeks to come. But encourage you guys to reach out, say hi, communicate with us on Discord or Twitter, however you like. Just look forward to getting back into everything and making the podcast as best as I can. Hopefully I can continue the standard that Greg and Thorne set and, again, this has been Andrew, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.